If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-595-6619. That's 800-595-6619. Again, 800-595-6619.
Come fly with me. Let's fly.
Welcome to Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
I am delighted to be in Saratoga Springs. And I want to remind you that if you missed any part of this 3-hour show, you can go to travelers411.com, click on podcast. And for the next 52 weeks, you will find this show available for you to download and enjoy and take us with you wherever you're going. And simultaneously, in about, 6, 8, 10, 12 places, cross-referenced at sabrams, sabrams.com, and travelers411.com, you're going to find the archived audio and show notes and info about our guests and what they represent and links to their websites and links to the archived audio, which stays forever and ever and ever. So long after the podcast is no longer available for download, you'll still be able to hear all the people and what they had to say. We are thrilled to be at the beautiful, truly beautiful, comfortable, charming, conveniently located Pavilion Grand Hotel in Saratoga Springs. And I've had the opportunity while I'm here to win a few dollars at the track, by the way. We're not gamblers in our family, but you can't go too wrong if you bet $2 on a horse, can you? We won twice. So I think when all was settled up, even discounting the cost of the racing sheet that you buy for $3, when we were all done, I think we made about $15. We walked out about $15 richer than we walked in. So that's a good thing. It's going to help defray the freight cost of the packages we've been sending down to the Gallery Furniture Store in Houston. We've been sending, you heard about that store. Mattress Mac owns it, and another store, and a third one he's opening in October, where hundreds of people have taken refuge, sleeping on their sofas and their sofa beds and enjoying the lounge chairs and the comforts of home and the showers that they have there and eating in the restaurant, and they're taking good care of those people. You need furniture, go over to the Gallery Furniture Store, because I don't know how this guy's going to stay in business, when he's really closed to business and using every piece of inventory for the refugees of that awful storm in Texas. But we've been mailing down slippers and soaps and shampoos and presents that I've bought for people who never got the presents, especially little people, children. So, we've been doing that. You might want to do that too. Check with the store first. Make sure that the Red Cross or somebody hasn't come in and taken care of everything. But there's so many people in need. And at some point in there, after you've done your charitable giving, maybe you need to take care of yourself a little bit. And there's nothing that will refresh the spirit faster than a lovely trip. And I want to introduce you to the president of the Saratoga Chamber in Saratoga Springs, New York, right after this.
Stephanie Abrams Travel Show is brought to you by Amtrak. It's time to see New York and save 15% with Amtrak. Plan your 15% saving getaway today at Amtrak.com and click on deals and look for See New York and Save 15%. Valid through May 2018.
I'm with Todd Simpkus. He is the president of the Saratoga County Chamber. You can check them out at saratoga.org, or if you're driving, don't worry about it. Just go to sabrams.com, and you'll click on the show notes where you see Saratoga Springs and his name, and you'll find the link right there. But if your hands are free and you're unencumbered at the moment and you're in a hurry, go to saratoga.org. How long have you lived in Saratoga Springs, Todd?
Stephanie, thank you for having me. I've lived here since 2010, so going on my eighth year. But I have been in the area. I was at the Adirondack Chamber prior to that. So I've been in the area, Lake George, Saratoga Springs, since 2003.
And when you first came to the beautiful Pavilion Grand Hotel in Saratoga Springs to meet me, you said, you know, I think we've met before. And we quickly did that travel geography and realized that we did a couple of shows from
The Great Escape Lodge.
Right. Michael Consulo was the general manager then, and you came by, and we visited, and that was very cool.
It was. It was fun. It was right after they had opened, and they've done really well, and it's great to have them here in our region.
Yeah, and he is now with the tourism people.
He's actually retiring from the Lake George Chamber.
No kidding.
Yep. So I saw Mike a couple weeks ago. He's doing well, and I think he's on his way outside of this area to warmer climates.
No kidding.
Yes.
What a silly man.
I don't know what he's thinking.
What could he be thinking? So that means there's going to be somebody new coming in, or is that you?
That's not me. There's somebody who worked at the Albany Convention Bureau who I believe lives up there and is going to be taking over that operation.
Do we know yet? Can we say yet?
It is public, but I do not know the person's name off the top of my head.
All right. All right. Well, you're going to do some research and tell me.
I will.
I'd be very interested in knowing that story, because you know, I'm guessing in my own mind who I think it is, and if it is, I'm astounded. So we'll talk when we can. It's, you know, just as Joan Rivers used to say, can we talk?
Sure.
We'll talk privately, and then I'll share it with you when nobody's looking. So pay attention. You know, I love gossip. So let's talk about you. What brought you to the Adirondacks? Did you grow up there?
I did not. I came from Massachusetts, and, you know, the funny part to the story.
Rock. No wonder you're wonderful.
Well, all good things emanate out of Massachusetts, right?
We won't disagree. You'll never get an argument either.
The local Yankees and Giants fans may not feel that way. That's okay. We'll leave them out of the discussion.
We live in Western Massachusetts.
Yes.
And in Western Massachusetts, for decades, the only TV stations in the area were emanating from Albany. And the Albany stations carried the Yankee games. So in Western Massachusetts, you have a ton of Yankee fans.
Sure.
Because they never got the Red Sox games. And my husband, of course, he was born in the Bronx. So is there a question of what his loyalty would be in terms of baseball? And we have been in places where truly rabid Red Sox fans were in the room. There was a Yankee Red Sox game on the TV in some sports bar or restaurant in Western Massachusetts, and the Yankees were winning, and every time my husband cheered, there were four guys that wanted to get up and kill him. And it's like, you know, people, it's a game. Relax.
Well, if you're a Red Sox fan out there, you remember the 2013 season, Fear the Beard. And after the Red Sox won the World Series that year, Todd Garofano, locally, who runs the Convention Bureau, and I, who run the chamber, we're both Red Sox fans. We put beards on, fake beards, Red Sox hats, Red Sox clothing, and we walk through downtown Saratoga Springs waving to people. You can imagine the kind of comments we got from Yankee fans who were driving by. In fact, I don't think we were out of the coffee shop for more than 2 seconds, and a pickup truck honked at us rolled down the window and yelled some words I can't repeat.
Oh, good.
But we enjoyed ourselves.
I'm glad you recognize the words you can't repeat.
Absolutely.
Last week I had on my good friend Mark Leslie, who lives in Dublin and is responsible. If the Saratoga Chamber ever decides it wants to take a building that already exists or build something and create a visitor center, he's your man.
Okay.
Every visitor center that his company, Martello Media, has ever done has won an award. I mean, they do phenomenal work. They did the Cliffs of Moher in County Clare. They, in fact, there was an exhibit at the J.P. Morgan Library in Manhattan, and they engaged his company, Martello Media, to do an exhibit that ran for 6 months a couple of years ago called Churchill, The Power of Words. It was a fabulous exhibit. Wow. But I had Mark on, and before we started the interview, which happily was recorded, I said to him, remember, this is not Irish radio. You drive in Ireland or Northern Ireland, UK, and you listen to radio, we think these people are puritanical and, you know, very religious, upright, whatever. You wouldn't know that listening to radio because there are words we cannot say here that are just routinely used. And he said, oh, no, I would never do that. And I actually have, you can see the worksheet from that interview. You see over here where it says edit a minute and 36 seconds before the end of the interview because of what he said?
Yeah, I won't repeat that.
We'd never be on the air again. We'd get a $150,000 fine, and that would be the end of us. We'll be right back. This is Stephanie Abrams, only saying good words. Don't leave me.
There's a small part of our island that everyone knows. But there's a whole country that people come to know and always come back to. This is the undiscovered Jamaica. It's a country of mountains and waterfalls and rivers and Jamaicans. Come roam our hills and explore our heritage. Come hear reggae where reggae was born. It's a Jamaica that's more unique, more inviting, more intense. Yes, it's a road less traveled, and that's exactly the point. Come explore the other side of Jamaica, our Jamaica.
It's time to see New York and save 15% with Amtrak. Take your next trip outside big city limits and see more of what New York has to offer. A world of natural beauty, culture, wineries, charming historic towns, outdoor adventure, and delicious locally sourced cuisine await you when you board your Amtrak train in New York City or anywhere along the Hudson Valley route to Albany and beyond, where a wealth of natural wonders await you. Choose from several Amtrak routes that reach all corners of New York State. Take in the beauty of Niagara Falls and Lake Placid or head for Montreal, all while taking advantage of your 15% savings. While enjoying spacious seats, easy boarding, and free Wi-Fi. That's the comfort and convenience of traveling with Amtrak. After you book and save 15% on your next trip, visit NewYorkByRail.com for additional destination information to plan activities for your visit. Plan your Amtrak 15% savings getaway today. Restrictions and blackout dates apply. For details, visit Amtrak.com.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction, Hope, and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction, Hope, and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
Biz Talk Radio.
Stephanie Abrams Travel Show is brought to you by Amtrak. It's time to see New York and save 15% with Amtrak. Plan your 15% saving getaway today at Amtrak.com and click on deals and look for See New York and Save 15%. Valid through May 2018.
I'm in a New York state of mind. I've seen all the movie stars.
It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
I'm delighted to be talking to Todd Simkus. Todd is the president of the Saratoga County Chamber in Saratoga Springs, New York. And we are visiting Saratoga Springs and having the pleasure and privilege of being in a gorgeous penthouse. And, you know, most hotels, generally speaking, they have one, maybe two penthouse suites. This place has a lot of penthouse suites with the most amazing gardens outside the back door of your living room area. And the place is phenomenal. It's the Pavilion Grand Hotel. It's right around the corner from the Northshire Bookstore in Saratoga Springs, and that also puts it just around the corner from that Broadway area that Todd Simkus was talking about earlier, that is just a delight for residents and visitors. One charming, delightful restaurant after another, and places with charm and atmosphere and stores that you have the kind of thing that if you see it, you better buy it because you're never going to see anything like that again. Galleries and boutique shops. And we also need to mention the track where I had a really good time at the Saratoga racetrack. And, you know, just the sum of the parts of what's available for the visitor to visit entering. But also, I got such a kick, Todd, out of taking a drive around the streets. It looks like the film set for Pollyanna. These charming Victorian and older than Victorian homes with architectural details that, you know, if you're, you can see why there are people with a variety of different kinds of talents, performing art talents, visual art talents, craftsman talents, would be drawn to Saratoga Springs because it is a very inspirational kind of place. And then throw in where you are in New York, and it's glorious. Plus, you have the cutest train station in the world. And just a nice reminder for all of you listening in New York City, you can hop on the train, get aboard Amtrak, have the most beautiful trip along the Hudson River, and along the way, you can hop off the train in Saratoga Springs, and you know, you can get off along the way in the Hudson River Valley. Continue onward after you've visited Saratoga Springs. You can take yourself up to Montreal, I mean, there's just so much at your fingertips and your footsteps. So we were going to talk about, we were talking about this film Sideways that I saw where I found out quite by accident where it was actually filmed, because one of our listeners in California who's on the California Film Commission called in to tell us where it was filmed. But I often have been inspired to go somewhere because of a film. And I'm sure you've had more than one film made here in Saratoga Springs, but one certainly comes to mind, and I'm sure many of our listeners were already thinking about that. And what would that be?
I'm sure it's either Horse Whisperer or Seabiscuit. Those are the two more modern movies that have been produced here. A portion of it have been produced here in Saratoga Springs. And the work they did here locally, it added to our economy, but it did showcase not just the horse racing, but how we care for horses, how we've fallen in love with horses. This is a community that it just embraces. We've been racing horses for over 150 years here. If you were to call my cell phone right now,
would a horse neigh?
The ringtone is the call to post. So, and that, I think that symbolizes how important horse racing is to us, and you can really see it. I can turn that on. Sure.
Yeah, okay, turn your phone on. We're gonna do a little business here. Okay. Oh, my phone is almost dead. Give me your phone. Here we go. This is a little bit of, you know, live radio. This is what you get. All right. Let's see if we can make this happen. All right. Should I tell everybody the number I'm calling? I could put on the.
Well, that might make my life a little more interesting.
I'll say. I could turn on the sound of the numbers on the phone, and then everybody could just follow the ringtone and know what the numbers are.
As long as they're calling looking for advice on traveling to Saratoga, I'd be happy to help them.
You're the man. You're the man. That's true hospitality. Hang on, I missed a number here. One more of those. Okay, here we go. Your phone should ring any second. See, and I knew you were telling. I can't talk when that's playing. Does that mean you better get your bet in now?
Absolutely. It actually means the horses are coming onto the track. So
that's very. I gotta love that. Oh, you gotta love that. So here's my $64,000 question: is Saratoga Springs, and if you're representing Saratoga County, is it more than Saratoga Springs that you represent, or just?
We represent the city, but the county as well. The county has all the surrounding towns. About 23 communities surround the city of Saratoga Springs.
Okay.
City of Saratoga Springs has about 28,000 permanent full-time residents, and the county has about 225,000.
Is Saratoga County or Saratoga Springs twinned with any other city, town, destinations in the world?
We're not, but there are other Saratoga Springs in the country. There's a Saratoga Springs, California. There's one in Utah, and I think there's one in Wisconsin. So every now and then we will get somebody that calls here that wants to go to the Saratoga Springs in California. I think they get
probably
more in the reverse, though.
Yeah, though there's probably people that once lived in Saratoga Springs, New York, and went westward and settled the town and took this wonderful place in their heart with them and named the place they arrived in for, you know, their past life.
Well, and I probably can't leave. I mean, there's a Saratoga Springs in Disney as well.
That's hilarious. We'll be right back. This is Stephanie Abrams. Don't leave me.
Seen all the movie stars in their fancy cars and their limousines. I've been high in the Rockies under the evergreens, evergreens, that's right. But I know what I'm needing. Don't want to waste more time. I'm in New York State of Mind.
Hi, I'm Stephanie Abrams. The lives of ordinary people are ensnared in a web of intrigue, and it all starts with rumors in my new novel. The story is fast-paced and draws the reader into the characters' experiences as secrets, lies, and conspiracies grow from rumors and create chaos in a quiet suburban community. Rumors, your perfect leisure time companion.
Rumors by Stephanie Abrams. Visit sabrams.com/rumors.
Stephanie Abrams here, inviting you to Northern Ireland's North Coast, where landscapes and seascapes inspire filmmakers. Walk in mythical footsteps of giant Finn McCool at Giant's Causeway. Trek across Carrickarreed Rope Bridge. Enjoy miles of sugary sand at Port Stewart Beach. And have a bite at Harry's Shack with its million-dollar panoramic beach view. Visit nationaltrust.org.uk. Search for Northern Ireland North Coast.
Sometimes business owners and entrepreneurs don't follow a traditional schedule. Well, that's where BizTV's Biz Club can work for you on your time. For only $5.95 a month, you can have over 200 hours of our fresh, original content on demand, anywhere, anytime. And with our search feature, you can quickly and easily find the topic or show you're looking for in seconds. Sign up today and see what you've been missing. Free for 7 days. Join the Biz Club. It's BizTV. On your time.
Imagine what it's like to be active your whole life and then find out you're going blind. I have age-related macular degeneration, or AMD. As a wife, mother, and grandmother, my sight is precious to me, so I was relieved to find that treatments for some forms of AMD are available, and research for additional treatments is underway. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Biz Talk Radio.
Stephanie Abrams Travel Show is brought to you in part by Serendipity 3, located at 225 East 60th Street in New York City between 2nd and 3rd Avenues, featuring their signature frozen hot chocolate. And before you leave, pick up a copy of Stephanie Abrams' novel Rumors from their unique gift shop. Visit serendipity3.com for menus and details.
A weekend in the country.
We're invited.
What a horrible plot. A weekend in the country.
I'm excited.
No, you're not.
A weekend in the country.
Just imagine. It's completely depraved.
A weekend in the country.
It's insulting.
It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
We are getting ready to leave Saratoga Springs, New York. And the good news is, it's only 90 minutes from where I live, maybe less than 90 minutes. And if you're in New York City, yeah, it's probably 2 hours and 45 minutes of a glorious train ride from New York City northward. And along the Hudson River, it's just gorgeous. But I couldn't leave without special thanks to all of the staff at the Pavilion Grand Hotel who work so hard to make every guest visit special, and to Suzanne Simpson, the general manager of the hotel, because I take such wonderful memories, and this is our second trip to Saratoga Springs in the last couple of months, and I can't wait to come back again. In fact, there are festivals coming up in the fall that I really want to crunch around leaves attending. Isn't that always fun? Crunch around leaves. I love the sound it makes under my feet. And of course, while some of the leaves are still on the trees, phenomenal. Suzanne's heritage is French. Actually, she doesn't pronounce it Suzanne. She pronounces it Suzanne with the French pronunciation. And talking about crunching through leaves reminds me of a poem that I think was written by a French poet named Paul Verlaine, but I have to check that to be sure. And I think the poem was called Le Funèbre d'une Feuille Morte, The Funeral of a Dead Leaf, and it's about a snail who has to make a trip to the funeral of a leaf that was his friend, and the leaf died, and he makes the trip to visit and be there to show his respects to his friend at the funeral, but he's a snail, and because he travels so slowly, by the time he gets there to the funeral, it's springtime, which is kind of a refreshing, happy ending. Except I guess Paul Verlaine, who I'm pretty sure was the poet, didn't know that if you pour beer on a snail or a slug, you'll kill it. It will just kind of like, looks like beam me up, Scotty. It kind of goes whoosh and it's dead, because when the snail gets there and it's springtime and he's clearly missed the funeral, but the leaves are back on the trees, he decides to have a beer to celebrate his friend's life. And that wouldn't be good, because if a snail drank beer, it wouldn't be anymore. So I wonder how many people listening who studied French were, I want to use the term, made to read this poem. But I got lucky studying advanced French courses. And how could you not think of that as you come in to the time of year when the leaves in Saratoga Springs are getting ready to put on a glorious show. And you're talking to a woman who is a descendant of French parents, Suzanne Simpson. So are you familiar with that poem, Suzanne?
I am not familiar with that poem.
Yeah, well, I have a head full of completely useless information. So there it is as well. And in front of me, there is a bottle, oh, nice cold bottle of Saratoga sparkling spring water. I'm going to open it. Let's see if we hear a sound. Oh, just a little fizz. Did you hear that one? Pff. A little pff. So maybe when I pour it, we'll hear it. Hang on. Let's see what we get. Oh, that was nice. Yeah. So I'm going to enjoy, and I love the cobalt blue, favorite color. I love the bottle. And I'm going to enjoy my Saratoga Spring sparkling water. How long have you lived in Saratoga Springs?
I have been in this area since I was 12 years old. So,
how did your parents pick Saratoga Springs? Where'd you come from?
Born in Louisiana.
Where?
Slidell. So,
gee whiz, in my last life, we had a travel agency in Slidell, Louisiana. I wish I could remember those ladies' names who owned it. It's a franchise company. I'll have to look it up. I'll bet you know them. So, you moved away when you were 12, though. I don't think the agency was open yet.
No, yes. I was actually younger than that.
Oh, so, okay.
Yeah, we went to New York for 1 year, decided there was far too much snow, went back south to Virginia, and then considered New York home. So a few little moves in between.
There was too much snow in New York City?
New York State. We moved 1 year. They went from Slidell to New York 1 year. And that was a year that was a torrential snowfall. I say torrential like rain, but there was 3 feet of snowfall. And they lasted about a year, decided that maybe wasn't the right time for them, and went to Virginia. And
they get snow
ultimately
in Virginia?
Not where we were.
Oh, okay.
No, not where we were. And then they moved back north with GE. My father was with GE, so moved back north when I was about 12.
Well, you've clearly had a little bit of time to decide that maybe this wasn't like your parents' first choice of places to live, as they obviously moved around a bit till they snuggied in. But you've been here a long time, mm-hmm. So I have to imagine there's a good reason.
This is by far my favorite place to be. Love to travel, love to go visit, love to see people, but there's nothing like this area. You were just talking about it. You're at the foothills of the Adirondacks. You have such unique history and culture in Saratoga. It's a destination unto itself. And why shouldn't you be happy to live where everybody else wants to come visit because of everything it offers?
Well, let's talk about that a little bit. For someone that is coming to visit and may fall in love with a place and find a realtor to start looking for some place to reside.
Our company does that too.
So for guests coming to the Pavilion Grand Hotel here in the most convenient spot to be to visit Saratoga Springs and the environment, and if you're here in the summer when the track is doing what the track does, you go have some fun here and make sure you see the film Seabiscuit. So what do you recommend that people see and do? And not just the things that are permanent 12-month-a-year things, but also things that seasonally happen that you better be here at this time of year or that time of year to take part in.
So some of the neat things, as I like to refer to them, which are a constant, we were talking about Yaddo Gardens, and it's a writer's retreat, Y-A-D-D-O. And it is just east, I guess, of the track, Saratoga Racetrack, just before you get on the Northway. And it is a little oasis. It's a writer's retreat. And it has a beautiful gardens, the Yaddo Gardens, with the fountains, the rose gardens. It's just an absolutely picturesque spot. And the Katrina Trask Foundation actually does a lot with that. But when you look up from the public areas, which are the gardens and the fountains, you look up to this huge rock English Tudor style retreat. And it's kind of neat to think that you have the hustle and bustle of Saratoga and then something that's so tranquil. And seasonally, you also have things like the Victorian Street Walk, which is just a fabulous way to kick off your holidays. You have actors and singers and everybody in the traditional Victorian era.
When does that take place?
That is right after Thanksgiving.
How many people participate in that?
It becomes a huge draw for the city. they will actually close down Broadway at a certain point, and you've got street performers, you have the carolers in their Victorian garb. It's just an amazing, the town is decorated for the holidays, and it's just a wonderful way to kick off the holidays. You can get more information, you know, obviously on our site, but certainly on Saratoga.org with the Chamber site.
We're going to take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back talking with Suzanne Simpson, the general manager of the Pavilion Grand Hotel in Saratoga Springs, New York. And what an amazing place this is. We'll be right back.
And I've nothing to wear. A weekend in the country here. The last place I'm going is there.
Well, dear, are you happy here?
Yes, I think so. But I miss us.
So do I. Darling, how would you feel if we had a home of our very own, with me only acting when I felt like it, and a man who would make a spectacular father?
Oh, I see. The lawyer, Mr. Eggerman. Dear child.
Have you been to Serendipity 3? Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Serendipity 3, located at 225 East 60th Street between 2nd and 3rd Avenues in New York City, offers their signature frozen hot chocolate and hot fudge sundaes. Yum. Hungry? Have a yummy brunch, lunch, pre- and post-theater dinners and munchables in an atmosphere designed to make the best memories. The haunt of celebrities and people in the know. For over five decades, Serendipity 3 is open Sunday to Thursday from 11 a.m. to midnight and Saturdays until 1 a.m. A New York City visit is incomplete without a stop at Serendipity 3. Before you leave there, pick up a copy of my novel Rumors from their darling gift shop. Visit serendipity3.com for menus and details. Looking for great island destinations that have beautiful beaches and amazing sightseeing and shopping? Try Malta. Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Just off the coast of Italy, with three islands for travelers to explore, you'll find walled cities, Baroque towns, sleepy villages, gorgeous seaside resorts, wonderful hotels and spas, great restaurants, beautiful beaches, the spiritual paths of St. Paul, and the Cathedral of the Knights of the Order of St. John. Whatever your interest, you'll find it in Malta. Whether it's bustling fishing ports that provide you with an abundance of unique experiences, charming cafes, nightlife, clubs, restaurants, and glorious pastry shops that remind travelers of Baroque living, incredible architecture, historic forts, and a world of art, rare books, and botanical gardens, make Malta a must-visit experience. For details, go to visitmalta.com.
My son was in the Army back during Desert Storm, but even then he wanted an MBA. He looked at a dozen schools, but only one offered the online education and flexibility he needed while he was in a tent in Iraq, Grantham University. Turns out that Grantham's been delivering affordable, relevant college and advanced degrees for over 65 years. Heck, if they can deliver a quality education to a soldier in a tent overseas, think about the flexibility Grantham can offer you so you can earn your degree too. It doesn't matter how complicated or full your life is, if getting a degree is on your bucket list, you'll want to do what my son did. You'll want to call Grantham. Find out how easy it is to get started on your education so you can check that college degree off your bucket list. Call Grantham right now. 800-910-0850. That's 800-910-0850. Flexible, affordable, relevant. Call 800-910-0850.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number,
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's A Place for Answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
How old are you? 25, 35, 50, or older? If you have pain, we can help. Do your knees hurt?
Ow!
Let me ask you again. Are your knees killing you?
Oh, yeah. Are they ever?
What about your back? When you bend over, does it feel like this? How about when you get out of bed in the morning? If you're like me, your knees and back feel like this.
Oh, that hurts.
I found a company called the Pain Relief Hotline. They specialize in ways to treat your knee, back, and neck pain without surgery or taking medications. The good news is if you have insurance, you may have little or no cost or out-of-pocket expense. I've used them. It works. Call the Pain Relief Hotline now for free information. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607. Call now. 800-303-4607. That's 800-303-4607.
Biz Talk Radio.
Today's show is brought to you in part by Aer Lingus, Ireland's four-star airline, flying to over 25 destinations in Europe from Hartford, Connecticut's Bradley International Airport. For great value flights and award-winning Irish hospitality, book now at AerLingus.com.
Tonight we sleep on silken sheets. We drink fine wine.
Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
Of Suzanne Simpson, general manager of the Pavilion Grand Hotel in Saratoga Springs, New York. How far are you from the Amtrak train station?
In Saratoga Springs, we are literally maybe a three-minute Uber ride. You can take the Saratoga taxis, you can take, you know, almost any mode of transportation, but within 5 minutes, you'll be from one door to the next.
Wow. What a cute train station.
Mm-hmm.
Explain to our audience why I keep saying that.
The best description I have is when I first learned of Saratoga Springs for the winter time, they have the Polar Express movie that was out. And when you see a train roll into that station in the winter time, and in particular, they actually do a themed train called the Polar Express, it is like something out of a historic novel. It's quaint, it's charming, it's small, but yet it serves every purpose that there is for a train station. But when you see the closeness of where those trains come up and that station itself, it begins your experience with Saratoga.
That's not part of Amtrak. That's another company that just uses the tracks.
Yes.
But it's wonderful to be able to, if you got on the train in New York City or somewhere around along the Hudson Valley route, there are so many interesting places you could stop along the way. And when you get into Saratoga Springs, you certainly would want to stay here for a bit. And then when you're ready to roll on, rather than go home, think about taking the train up to Montreal or Quebec City. Mm-hmm. I don't know if a train from Saratoga, I think the train that goes to Niagara Falls stops in Saratoga. If not, you go back into Albany. But I don't think so. I have to check that out. But you can get yourself to Rochester. What an amazing city that is. You know, what a wonderful trail that would be for a little R&R breakaway to hop Amtrak somewhere along the route, visit some of the Hudson Valley places, make sure you stop in Saratoga Springs and get yourself either up to Montreal and Quebec, which requires a passport, people, or you can go to the New York side of the falls. You get off at the railroads, the Amtrak station on the New York side, and visit Niagara Falls. And there's a stop right there for Rochester as well. And go to sabrams.com and check the recent, or just go put into travelers411.com or sabrams.com, Rochester, and get sorted out with all the places that we visited there. What a wonderful trail. I mean, it's not like this is Montauk Point at the end of the line on Long Island, and it's either turn around and go back or go into the Atlantic. You are right on a trail of an itinerary that would make such a memorable trip.
Absolutely. And you can enjoy so many different things all along the way. Between the falls, as you'd mentioned, in Saratoga, spend, you know, I say 3 days because you need at least that much time, but enjoy what makes these places and uniques in New York so special. The mineral baths, the healing springs, there's so much that really is so different at each location that you could make a quote-unquote road trip, but in this case, we'll do it with a train trip. We have guests that have come up from Washington, D.C. for Jazz Festival.
When is that?
That is in late June. It's a three-day festival at Saratoga Performing Arts Center, which we affectionately all call SPAC up here.
Wow.
All located in the state park, which is a 3,200-acre state park. It's really such a unique blend of everything that makes New York State, New York State. We have a wine tasting from a winery that's in the Finger Lakes. You can enjoy the train getting to all those places. And we're just one convenient stop. You come out of Penn Station or farther south, but in most cases, you come right out of Penn Station. You can stop in Albany, explore Albany a little bit and the history of the Capitol, and then jump on and go another half hour north by train, and poof, you're here right in Saratoga, and you can just enjoy, we like to call it the suburb of New York City, because you have all of those things you come to expect from a larger city in a much smaller, comfortable environment.
And it's very chic and trendy.
Very.
It really is a very charming place. And this is the time of year, I don't know, summer didn't seem to slow down this year. Did you notice that?
No, and the last several weeks of it have just been glorious. We've had our traditional New York summers where you have absolutely 80s in the days, and in the nighttime it's, you know, 60s, 70s. It's just the perfect summer weather, no humidity. You really can't go wrong.
Or humdidity, as we would say in our house.
Or humdidity.
Humdidity there. Well, you know, it's certainly a place that's perfect for people that live in the Northeast. It's an easy drive to arrive. It's an easy train trip to arrive. And if you're coming into the Northeast for business and you'd like to take advantage of the opportunity, you're already here. Your company's got to fly you home. So finish up your business by Thursday afternoon and head towards Saratoga Springs, either Thursday evening or Friday morning. Spend the weekend and then go home on Sunday. And you might even save your company some money, because often the fares are cheaper on Sunday than they will be on Monday or Friday.
Right. Or convince your company to just bring their meeting right here and then have your family come up and join you.
And you've got the perfect facility for doing that. Mm-hmm. I mean, you've got everything you need to create hospitality for the business traveler as well as for the leisure traveler. Suzanne Simpson, I want to thank you so much for joining us. We have so much more coming up. Everybody stay with us, and those of you on WVNJ AM 1160 in New Jersey in the New York City area, come back tomorrow. Same time, same station. See you then. We're flying high.
Get you up there. I'll be holding you so near, you may hear angels cheer, 'cause we're together weather-wise. It's such a lovely day. You just say the words and we'll beat the birds down to Acapulco Bay. It's perfect for a flying honeymoon, they say. Come fly with me, let's fly, let's fly. Pack up, let's fly away.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. Biz Talk Radio.